The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Joining us on the line now is our dear friend Alan O'Reilly of Carlow Weather. And now he's usually speaking to us when there's storm this or that or snow on the ground and we're in a bad way. Well, we are in a bad way because we've had no summer at all. In terms of, I was saying that it hasn't stopped raining really since February. And someone texted in on Monday to say, well, it hasn't really stopped raining since mid-July last year. And I remember the harvest was desperate in the autumn of last year, in August and so on. Alan, how are you today?
Good, thanks, Ivan. Good.
Good. So what's gone wrong here? No summer.
No, certainly not. June was a pretty awful month in terms of summer weather. It was drier than average, believe it or not. It's the first kind of month in a long run of months that was below average rainfall, but it certainly wasn't dry. We're basically getting the weather from the north rather than from the south. So listening to your last piece about Greece, they're going to be back up to 40 degrees again early next week, and they've seen some very warm temperatures, as has many parts of eastern and southern Europe. But Ireland, the UK, and even now parts of France and Germany are seeing the weather coming down from the north. The jet stream is on the wrong side of us, and our old friend the Azores High is just not getting up to us. And we seem to be stuck in this weather pattern of just low pressure after low pressure and really no great heat. Now, it does vary. Your friendly spot, Cahor, in Wexford, yeah, is up to 18.5 degrees at the moment. But it's just 12 degrees in Guiador, and it's only 13 or 14 degrees in many parts of the country at the moment today.
And before we delve into this, just as a general rule of thumb, is the sunny southeast the best of the weather?
It generally is. The average temperature for the south and southeast would be higher. Like we would be expecting, a lot of people don't know our average high. Our average high for July would be about 19 degrees. So we should be getting up to 19 degrees. That drops down to about 17 degrees in the northwest as an average high. So, you know, generally the sunny southeast is the best of the weather, but obviously it can vary from time to time.
And same for rainfall?
Well, rainfall, traditionally the east, Dublin is the driest spot. Traditionally, the east is driest and west is wettest. But Johnstown Castle in Wexford, you know, over the last 11 months has seen very high rainfall totals, and especially in other parts of the south as well, because we had a lot of rain coming up from the south rather than coming from the west over the last few months, which is why a lot of spuds were left in the ground in Wexford last year, and they've been very slow to get in. And I'm looking at my own few rows
of spuds. It's a bad year on spuds, isn't it?
It's terrible. Mine and Owen are very, very slow, and I didn't get them into the ground until nearly mid to late April because it was so wet.
Right. Now, I put it like this. I'm a little bit infuriated this morning because I was watching the news last night and they had these experts on from Maynooth, some professor or other, and they were warning of a rapid increase. We'd all be burnt to a toast, apparently 40 degrees, and these were going to increase. And yet what we get is shivering, no sunshine and rain. Like, how do you link up the science to the fact that, and like last summer was no good either. Is this just that they're predicting in terms of climate change? And I'm not a climate change denier, but I'm making the point to you that there seems to be no link between the long-term science and the short-term weather.
Well, in part, the problem here is weather and climate are not the same thing. So that survey or that analysis, that work that came out, which is very mathematical heavy, I did try and read it, shows that the chance of us hitting 33 degrees has increased a lot more likely, and even hitting 34 degrees, which we've never hit in the history of records going back in Ireland, is more likely. But to be honest with you, Ivan, I think releasing that study yesterday was crazy.
Yeah.
It's only driven
skepticism.
It's so
out of sync with public opinion. It actually encourages climate denial.
I absolutely agree with you. I think it couldn't have been put out at a much worse time, because the skepticism and the amount of comments, I shared it. And to be honest with you, the amount of people laughing and joking about it, it's very sad, because climate change is a real thing. But I think, you know, the people that do this work obviously are very, very smart and very intelligent people. But I think maybe the PR people that decided when they were going to publish and release it needs to get a little bit more in tune with the public mood and realize when and how to share this information.
Now, let's talk about the national interest, how this affects Ivan. So the good people in News Talk contacted me a couple of months ago and said, could I do the first 2 weeks of July? And I said, I'd love to. And then I checked, oh, I'd agreed at Christmas time to do a family holiday in Tormachidi. All my kids now are 35, 36 to 29, four grandchildren. And I'd love to be here in News Talk, but I'm going to be in Tormachidi. What weather can I expect next week?
Where is Tormachidi?
Tormachidi, it's the centre of the universe. It's in the heart of Mayo, overlooking Loch Mask. It's 30 minutes from Westport, 20 minutes from Ballinrobe, and 30 minutes from Castlebar. I'm surprised you don't know it. I'm going there since 1970.
Oh, excuse my ignorance, Ivan. Well,
see, you're from Carlow. You wouldn't be expected to know these things. But anyway.
I thought it might have been in Termalinas or somewhere, and I was going to say fair play to you.
No wonder I threw you at that. So what weather can I expect? Like, usually it's a week of rain. And like, for God's sake, I mean, I could do with a break.
Yeah, it's looking very unsettled still. Now, it won't be a washout. There will be breaks, but the temperatures are only slowly going to creep up. And I mean slowly. You're not going to be in your shorts and, you know, you're going without the T-shirt and probably just as well for the locals, to be fair, Ivan. But it's not going to be great weather. It's going to slowly start to, I wouldn't say warm up, get closer to average temperatures. We have a lot of windy weather to come today and tomorrow, by the way. Very strong winds tomorrow.
So another bad weekend.
The weekend is looking mixed. Sunny spells and showers. The winds will ease off.
Well, cover your options anyway. Sunshine and showers, you're saying.
Yeah, well, it is going to be a mix. So it's going to be poncho and sun cream.
Right. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Alan O'Reilly saying the lousy summer is going to continue. He of Carlow Weather. Do check out their website now.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.